physics Fala could become one of India's first edtech unicorns to list on the domestic stock exchanges.
How Levin Labs pulled this off?
So let's talk about what's happening inside fintech firm Navi.
There's another important fintech news today.
This all-cash deal would be Google's largest ever and also the biggest deal struck so far in 2025.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. So, Bhavya, what's first on our list this evening?
Hello, Chandra. Before we dive into our top stories, here's a quick breaking news coming in from India's edtech space. Looks like Physics Wala has quietly taken a massive step towards going public.
That's right. EdTech unicorn Physics Wala has confidentially filed draft papers for a ₹4,600 crore IPO. Now, if all goes as planned, Physics Wala could become one of India's first EdTech unicorns to list on the domestic stock exchanges. This is a big Money Control exclusive.
That's right, Chandra. The company, backed by investors like Westbridge Capital and GSV Ventures, has been one of the very few profitable players in the space. And this IPO could actually set a new benchmark for the sector that's been in the dark for a while now.
Yes, and remember the timing. Physicswala's IPO is coming at a time when its once dominant rival Byju's continues to struggle with mounting debt, legal troubles, investor exits, and so on. And Physicswala in recent years has been expanding into multiple categories, from K-12 to higher learning. There are even plans to open physical centers of learning. So Physicswala has been scaling rapidly, expanding rapidly, but will the market have an appetite for such a big IPO from the education space? We'll have to wait and see.
Right. Let's move on to this very interesting story on how AI is literally breaking language barriers. So last week, we all heard Prime Minister Narendra Modi's interview with AI researcher Lex Fridman, right, speaking in English. But then within a few hours, we also could see seamless translation in multiple languages like Spanish, French, and even Tamil. So how?
Well, no magic here. It's just cutting-edge AI doing the dubbing. Yes, Levin Labs worked its magic, translating the entire conversation into multiple languages within hours, a process that usually takes weeks.
Yes, we did do a deep dive into how Levin Labs pulled this off. Turns out the startup works not just on our everyday text-based models, but also advanced audio models that understand context and even add emotions.
I mean, we've come a long way in AI innovations. This tech is opening doors, especially for a country like India, where multilingual engagement is key. Levin Labs, in fact, is betting big on India. But Bhavya, we do have homegrown players like Sarvam and AI for Bharat doing similar work solving for India.
That's true, Chandra. In fact, today, Sarvam's co-founder, Pratyush Kumar, on social media platform X, shared some snippets from the podcast in multiple Indian languages like Gujarati, Odia, and Telugu using Sarvam's tech here. So this is very interesting. I mean, AI voices with soul. Who knew we'd see the day, right?
Right. Now, speaking of shakeups, let's talk about what's happening inside fintech firm Navi, which, remember, was promoted by Sachin Bansal. We are picking up from our sources that two top executives, Shobhit Agarwal and Apoorv Anand, have quit to start their own asset management company.
Yes, just to add some background here, Agarwal was leading Navi's lending and borrowing units and Anand was the CTO, the Chief Technology Officer. And remember, Navi's already seen restructuring with Sachin Bansal stepping down as CEO last month.
Right. Navi has been in a bit of bother. It was also in RBI's crosshairs, but then it came out of that issue. It faced a temporary lending ban before getting the green light again. But 2025 seems to be a trend where a lot of people are leaving startups and starting up. Just a few weeks ago, we spoke about Kisht as well.
Right. Speaking about Navi, Chandra, there's another important fintech news today. Looks like the central government has set up a special committee to address any queries on India's fintech regulations and to plan long-term strategies within the sector.
Well, Bhavya, the solution for any problem seems to be to set up another committee that will look at the problem. And this committee certainly seems to have a lot of people. So it's going to have senior officials from key government departments, METI, DPIIT, Department of Economic Affairs and Niti Aayog.
That's true. What you said is very true. Looks like industry experts like BillDesk's Ajay Kaushal, Jupiter's Jitendra Gupta, ACCO's Varun Dua and more founders will also be part of this. So we can expect some deep dives into regulation, innovation and global best practices. That's what the committee is all about. So the report is due in 3 months. And of course, we will give you all more updates once this is up. So before we close, here's one more big update from the tech world. Google has announced a definitive agreement to acquire Wiz, a leading cloud security platform, for a whopping $32 billion in an all-cash deal.
Right. So some quick background here. Wiz, a five-year-old startup founded by former Microsoft engineers from Israel, has quickly become a leader in the cybersecurity space. They specialize in the cloud security space and, you know, they reached the 100 million ARR number very, very quickly. Now, this all-cash deal would be Google's largest ever and also the biggest deal struck so far in 2025, certainly the biggest one since President Trump entered the Oval Office again.
So interesting times, Chandra. All right, so that's a wrap for today's episode. Thanks to our reporters, Rishabh Shah, Ashwin Mohan and Anand Jay, and the entire Startup Bureau, of course, for today's top stories.
If you like what you heard, hit that subscribe button and share this episode on social media. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. on all platforms, including the Money Control website, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. See you next time for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 Podcast.